Blackstone Audio presents Tides, the Science and Spirit of the Ocean by Jonathan White, with a foreword by Peter Matheson. This book is read by Dan Warren. For Donna and Matthew, my loves. The sea has many voices, many gods and many voices. T.S. Eliot. Forward. The mysterious workings of the tides are among my own earliest memories. On childhood days on a sand edge of Fisher's Island, off the New England coast, I would sit mystified by the water's unaccountable retreat, just as it touched the entrance channel into my sand castle. In boyhood summers on fishing excursions with my father off Race Point at the west end of that island, I observed with dread the relentless shifting of dark, muscled waters all the way west to the lighthouse at Little Gull Island on Long Island's North Fork, 3 miles away. Through this great tideway called the Race, twice every day, the broad sound between Long Island and Connecticut empties itself into the Atlantic, only to return on the flood tide 6 hours later. The sheer might of this current, with the groan of foghorns and the distant gong of the gaunt bell buoy at Valiant Rock, had such a grip on my imagination that I named my first novel after the Race Rocks Lighthouse for no better reason than its evocation of the fathomless power of existence. The race was forever in a state of change, and its faces were gray and blue and black and red with torn menhaden when the bluefish ran and scarred.